So again, cytotoxic T cells identify and destroy virus-infected cells. This prevents the virus from reproducing. It also prevents the virus from having a place to hide from the phagocytes and from the antibodies that would be present in the bloodstream. Suppressor T cells inhibit the action of other T cells and also the action of B cells. And the reason for this is that the immune system is in a delicate balance. If you think about it, and in some ways it might be easy to think, well, the more the immune system works, the better. The more effective it'll be at killing off pathogens. However, anybody who's had an allergic reaction knows that if the immune system overreacts to harmless stimuli, it causes problems. And if you think about anaphylactic shock, where a person, for example, if a person's having a severe allergic reaction to something, they can actually die from that. So the immune system has to have a set of checks and balances. It needs to be effective enough that it can identify and take out any pathogens that are present in the body, but not so effective that it overreacts and causes the person to die from being exposed to dust or pollen or bee sting, venom or things like that. And also, the other problem with the immune system, we'll talk a little bit more about this too, are autoimmune diseases. But anyways, the suppressor T cells are involved in inhibiting the action of the immune system. And also, once the infection has been cleared, you have to kind of turn down the activities of the T cells and the B cells, etc. So the suppressor T cells are involved in that. Now, another important type of T cells are the memory T cells. And these cells, after an infection has been encountered and dealt with, the T cells, the memory T cells, are specialized cells that are going to store a memory of the antigens that were present on that particular pathogen. And the reason that these cells are important is because the next time that the body encounters that particular pathogen, these memory T cells can kick into action and trigger an immune response, which is much faster than the first time the body has been exposed to this particular pathogen. So it's part of what gives us our immunity to certain diseases once we've encountered them. There are also memory B cells, and we'll talk about those in just a little bit. So those are the different types of the T cells. So I just want to review those real quickly. We've got the cytotoxic T cells, which are involved with cell-mediated immunity, the helper T cells, which are involved in getting activating the B cells and getting the production of antibodies started, suppressor T cells, which are able to turn down the whole apparatus and inhibit the actions of the T cells and the B cells. And then, of course, the memory T cells, which are going to store information about the pathogens so that if the body's infected again, you can have a much quicker immune response. Sometimes so quick that you don't even end up feeling sick. Your body just takes care of that pathogen without you having to suffer any symptoms of the disease. Now, another type of important lymphocytes are the B cells, and we'll cover those in the next section.